remember when I was before we start next time, I remember when we learned Chesedbat in the Kollel. It goes back about 20 years ago or so. So I was learning Rabbi Konigsberg, Rechavusas, for 7 years. But one of those years was we learned Chesedbat together. So we used to kid about these two sugyas. I used to call it the Rav Bashashim sugyas and the Ravid Barabim sugyas. Those are the two big sugyas of the. It took us a good chunk of the year to end of the year, but it took us a little while just to figure out. Okay. Good. Who's ready to move on? New sugya, brand new sugya. Just in case you had fun, here comes the next big sugya. It's called the beginning of the Naschad Rabbi Ava sugyas. Okay. So let's figure out what in the world's going on here. We already know everything. We're ready here. We got all the basic ABCs from before. So first thing we do is we skip to Lama Gilma Beis. So we just covered a lot of ground today. Okay. Comes the bottom of the Gemara in Lama Gilma Beis and tells us the following story. Hahudi Amal Chavre, my boys by Ara, what are you doing in this land? Amalei minach zavin zavnes ve'achalti yeshnei chazoka. Okay, so far, need not be translated. I say chatzad the ochlet lashoni. So the machzik was only able to show up with one aide, who was mayor that he ate it for 3 years. That doesn't sound too good, right? So l'chari, you don't need the gemara to even continue about the dintar and the karka. The karka's over already. The karka, the guy is out of the karka, because he only has an eidechot. There's no shtar, no shnei eidim for shnei chazacha. So that's tantamount to bringing nothing, so of course he loses the karka. That's a davar poshut adonai. But the gemara continues, as the Rashbam points out on the second day. The first day in the Rashbam is very difficult, but the second day in the Rashbam is a simple pshat in the gemara, that the reason why the gemara now continues is not to discuss the dintar and the karka. That was already a skipaska, and you don't need a gemara to tell us that. What the gemara is about to discuss is what? Reimbursement of the peiros. That's the new dintar that's taking place now. The markam is saying, good, you gave bezin, thank you very much for giving me back my land. Give me back the last 3 years of fruit. And the machzik is saying, ma pitom, I'm not going to pay you for the fruit. That's the dintar that's about to take place. So comes the gemara and says, sober rabbonin kamedia bai lemeimar hanu naska d'Rabbi Abba. This case is about to hit one of the most famous sugyas in Shas called Naschad Rabbi Abba. So before we can understand how in the world this relates to Chesed Gimel Shanim, we have to take a total break from the Chesed Gimel Shanim and learn up the sugya of Naschad Rabbi Abba, and then hopefully we'll be able to apply it back to Chesed Gimel Shanim. So we now begin the sugya of Naschad Rabbi Abba. It appears in Shavuos as well, those who ever learned in Shavuos, the two places in Shas. Now gav the chot of Naschad b'chavrei. So one guy, Reuven, grabbed a bar of, what did he grab? Bar of silver? What? Silver plate. Silver plate, I don't know. He gets a good piece of silver from his friends. Also, look at Rabbi Ami. The din Torah ends up in front of Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Abba Kamei. So what happens? I say chatzad, the mecht of chot famine. So Reuven grabbed from Shimon. So Shimon's able to bring one aide who saw this grabbing. It was an Eidechot present who saw Reuven grab a piece of silver out of Shimon's hands. So they turned around to Reuven and said, what'd you do? Did you take the silver? Did you not take the silver? What do you have to say for yourself? Amalei in Chatfei. Says, absolutely, I'm not denying the Eidechot. I would never lie. In days then, I tell you exactly what happened. I grabbed it right out of Shimon's hand. But let me tell you a piece of information, says Reuven. You know why I grabbed it? Because it's mine. That's all. That's the end of the entire. That was the response of Reuven. I forgot who grabbed it. Reuven grabbed, right? Reuven grabbed from Shimon. Reuven's response was, in chatfei v'didi chatfei. Why is this such a complicated sugya? For the following reason. I'm Rabbi Ami. Heichin edayduni dayani lahaydina. What in the world should Beis Din Paskin in this case? L'shale, we should make him pay for stealing a silver. He said he stole it. It's like a trey sade. Well, you make him pay. There are no two edim. Lifterei. So you're going to say, okay, he gets off because there's only an edechon. So you get chatzada. So there's an erechot. You can't just get off scot free with an erechot. Lishtava. So normally erechot, the protocol is you have to take a shvur to contradict the aid. What's the problem? I'm a mechad chalfa. What's he going to take a shvur? Normally an erechot means that an erechot comes and says, Moshe, you borrowed $100 from Avi. That's what the erechot usually says. And Moshe is screaming, I didn't borrow $100 from Avi. So Moshe has to take a shvur that he didn't borrow $100 from Avi. Over here, the erechot say, Reuven stole a piece of silver from Shimon. So he grabbed a piece of silver from Shimon. So to be nishpa, to be machish de'erechad, what should we make Reuven say? No, I did not steal the piece of silver from Shimon. That's a ridiculous shvua. Why is that a ridiculous shvua? Because he just said he did. That's the problem. That's the root of the problem. We have an echad staring us in the face. We got to bump this ein echad off. We got to take care of this ein echad. He's got to take a shvua lahachish es ein echad, but he can't take the shvua lahachish es ein echad. So the Gemara throws it around and throws it around and throws it around, and finally the Gemara concludes: Amar Rabbi Abba, Avi mechuy shvua shen yachal ishav, v'chom mechuy shvua shen yachal ishav mishalim. Comes Rabbi Abba and says, anytime you're mechuyit to take a shvua and you can't take the shvua for whatever reason, whether it's your fault, you can't take the shvua. L'maisa, you can't take the shvua. You have two choices: either take a shvua, which you can't, then you have to pay. And that was the psak of Nachas Rabbi Abba, that the guy is mechuyit to pay. Reuven has to pay. Ad kan devar Gemara of Nachas Rabbi Abba. Comes Taisus with the most basic, fundamental question in the entire sugya. He says, I don't understand. What's the guy got to get this board? What's the guy's taina? What is Reuven's response? Shimon accused him of stealing. Shimon accused him of stealing a penny. Shimon accused him of stealing a piece of silver. So Shimon responded with four words: In chatfei, v'didi chatfei. So basically, what says tainus p'tur? Which of these two words are the important words? V'didi chatfei, right? That's his response. Rabbi said, is that independently a valid response? Is that a good tainus in Beis Din? Is that a response that would path you in Beis Din, v'didi chatfei? Yeah, I grabbed it off your shirt, off your back, because it's my shirt. Such a statement is tantamount to saying, what? You stole it. It's understood that something that Reuven's holding on, Shimon's holding on to something, it belongs to Shimon. When Reuven is made, he gives Odos Baldin that I stole it, I took it from you, in chatfei. Once he says in chatfei, it's over. He's not believed to say didi chatfei. So this statement, this response, this taina, so to speak, has no nemonis whatsoever. Zilcho, zero nemonis, in chatfei didi chatfei. And that's ultimately why he's going to lose. Says Tosfos, no. We could give this nemonis a tchias emesim. What can we do to this nemonis, this lack of nemonis, this taina which otherwise objectively is lacking nemonis? What do you do when a person advances a taina beizin that doesn't win, that doesn't have nemonis? What do? You give him a migo. What a big surprise. We're talking about migo again. You give him a migo. If you can give him a valid migo, then that gives koach to this new, to what would otherwise not believe, ben mikoach, bir mikoach, satan, whatever you want to call it. Here's the migo. What's the migo? What could he have said? What? Lochatfe. He could have said lochatfe. If he wouldn't have said lochatfe, he wouldn't believe. If I had the entire... I'm holding on to this pen. And Jason said, you stole the pen from me. And I said, no, I didn't. I never saw you before. It's my pen. So I'm the muksach. I'm a tzvach levaraya. So a person is believed to say, lo chatfe. So what's going on in the Gemara? What's the Gemara talking about? In chatfe, didi chatfe, good. Zolzayin, this taina is not a good taina. So forget this taina. Migo, you could have said lo chatfe b'chal, you would have been believed. So you're going to ask me a kash. What's your kash going to be? I know your kash is going to be. There's an Eid Echor here who says that he was Choteif. So what? Good, I would have had to take a Shavua. So you know what? Let's revamp the Tainas again. You're right, 100% right. If I would have said Lo Chatfe, I would have had to do what? I wouldn't have been believed just outright. I would have had to do what? I would have had to take a Shavua. Okay. So now, you finish. You ask the Kasha, you give the Teretz. Believe me to say, in Chatfe v'didi Chatfe, not just time to say it like that. What? Believe me to say in Chavidi Chatfei with a what? With a Shavua. Let me take the same Shavua. I'll take the Shavua. I'm going to swear that this is right. That's Tosfos Kash. Tosfos, what's going on? This time in Chavidi Chatfei is independently not acceptable. There's no memonos. But Lo Chatfei does exist. Lo Chatfei with a Shavua. Nobody would ever ask, but believe me to say in Chavidi Chatfei without a Shavua. Migo, I could have said this with a Shavua. That's ridiculous. Migo means I have to present. I have to say Taina X, that easily could have said Taina Y. If Taina Y needs a Shavu and Taina X doesn't need a Shavu, that's not a Migo, that's cheap, that's not fair. That's cheating. So Taisus is good. So as Ma is Taisus. Fek Taisus, Vim Taiba, Laham Nibi Shavu, B'mai Di Omar, Di Di Chatfe, B'migo Di Bayom, Lo Chatfe. Finished. With a Shavu. comes, tells him, says the following. Develops the following yesod that may or may not be true, says Tosfos. But let's go with it for a moment. Says Tosfos, what's the underlying principle in Hilchos Migo, the basic yesodius of Migo? Believe me to say X. Not just that I could have said Y, but I could have what? What's the key word? I could have three words. I could have said Y, I could have just as easily said Y. There's nothing preventing me from saying Y. I lose nothing by saying Y. I could have lied, I could have said Y. Remember, if there's any reason why it's not just as easily, if that phrase gets taken out, the Migo unravels. What's a good example of that? When the just as easily doesn't apply? What do we call that? Migo d'oz is a violation of that. Migo d'yore. You've seen this already. So it has to be, believe me to say X, because I just as easily could have said Y. If you'd ask me, in charfe de di charfe, with the shvua, what is the difference between this and this? Believe me to say this, X, Migo, I could have just as easily have said Y. This is the shvua, this is the shvua. What's the difference? Comes Tosfos and throws a curveball into this. Says, Tosfos, not all shvuas are created equal. Some shvuas are deraisa, and some shvuas are derabanan. If I would have said Y, if I would have said lochatvi, what would the nature of the shvua have been? Shvua Serecha, one of the biggies, one of the big three. It would have been a shvua deraisa. The fact that we're going to make you take a shvua in chatvi and di chatvi, is this a shvua deraisa? How is that a shvua deraisa? Shvua deraisa, is it a shvua sashomrim? No. Is it a murder mitzvah? No. Is it a lochatvi sherecha? No. This is not a machi sherecha. The Erechet said I stole, and the Erechet saying I was chotev, and I'm saying yes, I was chotev. I'm not being machish in Erechet with the Shavua. This is not a Shavua deraisa. If it's not deraisa, it can only be what? It can only be derabanan. So comes Tosfos and now sits back and philosophizes about the following question: is this a good Migo? Believe me to say X, that by saying X, I'm getting myself out of a shvua deraisa. I'm still taking a shvua. I'm still taking a shvua. Don't get me wrong on this. Tosfos not entertaining the possibility of not taking a shvua. That's absurd. But believe me to say X, which is only carrying with it a shvua derabanan, Migo, I could have said Y, but Y would have cost me a shvua deraisa. Is that a good Migo or not? That's Tosfos' philosophical question. Tosfos is asking a fundamental question about which three words. Have we met the criteria of which three words? Just as easily. Is that good Migo or not? That's the yesod of Migo. Every Migo has to have that just as easily phrase in there. If it doesn't, it fails miserably. Doesn't meet the criteria of Migo. Does this violate that criteria or not? That's a very hard question to answer. If you'd ask a real lamdan, a lamdan may answer what? This is the Raisa, this is the Rabbonan. It's not the same. Losisa, not Losisa, the Raisa, the Rabbonan, the Kitzchayf, it's Yehweh. He asked the average guy on the street, say, Rabbi, you mean I got to put my hand on the Sefer Torah? I got to swear? The guy doesn't. If you tell an average person that there's a difference between eating Bososh and his Bashal Becholov and contrast to eating a piece of chicken with a slice of cheese on top, they'll say, Rabbi, this is treif and this is treif. But if you tell a guy who went your Adeya, he said, wait, this is treif. This is bas b'chol dir aisa. This is, come on. Put Rabbi Yossi Gluli, it's put there anyway. Come on. It's only bas b'chol dir abanan. So this is a tough question. How does the Torah view this? How does Chayshim Mishpat view this? Is just as easily met with this or not? Says Tosfos, if the answer to this question is that this does not qualify as these magic words are just as easily, so then we know the answer to Nasa de Riyava. We have solved the secret of Nasa de Riyava. Look at the size of this Tosfos trying to solve the secret of Nasa de Riyava. Look at the size of this. But it's not even the sugi of Nasa de Riyava. It's really in Shavuos. It just came here Derech Agav. And Tosfos felt compelled to spend 50 lines to solve it. This is the only problem Tosfos is dealing with. Why isn't this a good Migo? So if the answer is from the Raisa to the Rabbanan fails in terms of the criteria of just as easily, then we've solved this dilemma. We've solved the riddle of Nasa de Rabbi Abba in 20 minutes of Shia. Hopefully, tomorrow we have to see is this correct or not? Derises, the Rabbanan switches. Does that meet the criteria of Justice Israel? Remember, Rabbi said, Sunday, this Sunday,